get one of these.
Okay, could you maybe briefly tell our listeners what's the current situation with the workers from Gorillaz Collective in Berlin? Why they are fired? I heard there a lot of them were fired after the Wildcat strike. Can you tell something about that?
On October 1st, a couple of warehouses went on strike. So I must correct you in there. It's not only the Gorillaz Workers Collective whose members got fired, but also the workers who were attending the strikes and who were also not a collective member got fired. So we were on strike for almost 5 days, and our demands were so basic, it is almost shameful to repeat them. We were just demanding the management to pay us on time and in full, because there's been a serious amount of wage theft that is happening at Gorillaz. They are doing it systematically. There's been no explanation about it. We are just left in dark. And our equipments are totally unsafe. There has been so many accidents. One of these riders is still in hospital right now, and he cannot leave his hospital bed. And there has been no improvements, although so many accidents were happening. And we were also forced to do very irrespectful shifts, because our shifts are given by an algorithm-based app, and it just prioritizes the efficiency and the optimization of the workplace rather than the private lives of the riders. Because one day, let's say I have to start at 8, the next day I have to start at 4 in the afternoon, there's been no balance. So for these basic demands, we were on strike, and instead of coming down and talking to us, they fired people, and they did it in very shady manners. Some of us got private calls, actually, without a number or without a name given. They were just saying they're calling from Gorillaz, and they were asking the riders or the workers on strike in general, did you attend the strike? Did you support the strike? And if the person says yes, if the worker says yes, then the other person would say, then you are fired. And that looked like the end of it for some minutes. And then, of course, we quickly organized, and we have good supporting lawyers on our back as well. Unlike what they think, we know about our rights, we know how to organize, and we know what to do. And we took the company to court for two reasons. One of them being the reinstatement of the workers, and the other, I'm a part of this other group. We want to legalize the wildcat strikes in Germany, because self-organization is our only way. Our workplaces are so transient. People cannot stay in the workplaces because they are getting fired on the very last day of their probations. And the general tendency of the trade unions here are not actually in the direction of the workers. They don't bother themselves to come down to our workplaces and organize us because of many obstacles for them. One of them being the language. I heard in a couple of cases that the trade unions didn't want to organize that specific workplace because there were many languages spoken. So there are many other reasons. Maybe we are not as profitable as bigger movements. And that's why if we are forced to precarity and if we are forced to transience, being a temporary worker somewhere, we have to make it better. And one of the tools for that is self-organization, being protected by the law itself and the wildcat strikes in this manner. Because if we strike in that manner, then we are also facing a lawful, so to speak, firings, because then the employer will have the power to fire the striking workers, and you cannot do much about it. So this is one of the fights that we are putting up. And the last one is we have been trying to establish a workers' council, which is one of the least rights we have, and the company still trying to obstruct it in many ways possible. One of them was the name change. And now they are trying to invalidate the elections that is gonna take place in a couple of weeks. So the company took the workers to court this time, and they are like definitely in denial of law, and they are defying the law in many levels, and they are threatening the workers in very unrealistic ways, that they have to pay 10,000 euros, that they are gonna face jail time, which has no legal ground actually. So yeah, the fight is continuing there as well. but their audacity and their exploitation is just not going to prevail.
I read that this Workers' Council, there were even members of that, like, or of the Wahlvorstand, were fired because of the what's kind of not possible by German law, because at least they are kind of protected. Is that true?
It is true, unfortunately, but when we are speaking about gorillas, or in today's specific Domino's Pizza, or like Getir, Volt, Lieferando, all these gig economy agents, so to speak, we cannot speak of law being implemented or law being respected, because they will just arbitrarily do whatever they want, and they will trust that the workers who are actually hit the hardest are not just going to take them to court, and they're not going to pursue a legal fight on that. And that's where they are wrong, because we are learning every day what we are supposed to do. And having this some sort of audacity to think that we are not going to fight for it, then they do whatever in their power is possible. And this means being illegal. I mean, for starters, if you are not paying your workers, this is illegal as well. And then it just continues on every level possible, from firing a person who is in the Wahlvorstand, who has a protection against termination, but it is completely neglected by the company. I mean, they were probably thinking, yeah, okay, we are going to fire this person as an example, and it's going to scare the others. They are not going to get organized, but they kind of missed out a point that this person was an organized worker, and this person has already taken them to court, and now we are making the example for them not to dare again such audacious behaviors against their workers. So yeah, unfortunately it was true that that person was fired.
Yeah, but it's really nice that you stand together and fight back. You already mentioned it. You are here in Leipzig at a rally in front of Domino's to support the workers from Domino's. What's the reason, or why you're thinking that's that important to be here today?
Yeah, like today, one of the today's slogans is one struggle, one fight, riders unite. You could be a rider, you could be a picker, you could be working in the office, it doesn't matter. As long as we are the victim of the same system, then your fight is my fight. And then there is no problem coming from Berlin here and standing together. This is one of the reasons. And the other is, of course, we are not only organizing our own workplaces, our fight is not isolated. This is happening all around the world, and every day passing, we are getting closer. And today is just an example of this unity, I would say. This is one of the reasons why we are here.
Okay, thanks a lot that you took the time to talk with me, and good luck with your struggle and the struggle of everybody.
Yeah, thank you very much.